Blog Talk Radio. Call recording is on.
Pray for me.
Call recording is on.
I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. For me, I don't need gravity for tears to fall. You can keep your fancy words and colored lines. Nothing super spiritual. Not this time. Just pray for me. 'Cause judging me's not helping me to grow.
This call is being recorded.
Pray for me. See the wrong I've done, I already know. Will you love me if I'm dirty and I've lost my way? Till the blood has washed me white and I'm no longer gray. If I don't meet your approval, will you let me stay and pray for me? Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. For me. Please pray for me. Let's pray.
Welcome to Start of the Earth. I am your host, I'm your co-host, Kendra Combs. So come on in, where we pray for you and engage with you, delivering a message to you from God in the written word. Amen. Thank you, Yahshua. We want to thank and welcome everyone for joining us today at Salt of the Earth. Remember, Salt of the Earth comes on every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific. And don't forget to tell your family and friends about Salt of the Earth. Tell them to meet you on there. Amen. So today's topic is God's love. What God's love is.
What God looks like.
What God's love looks like. Amen. What God's love looks like. So we thank everyone for coming today and joining us today on this beautiful July 30th. Amen. So if everyone would like to say amen, say your name and where you're from.
Okay, we're
going to
keep going.
Now we're going to turn it over to Sister Alexandra. Thank you.
Welcome, 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 beloved. Welcome to the Salt of the Earth.
Amen. I am your host, Houston, Texas.
Amen. Amen. I am your host. Thank you for that. I am your host, Sister Alexandra, and my co-host is Sister Kendra. Giving glory to God and asking for the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Here at the Salt of the Earth, we are here to encourage you, to uplift you, and to inspire you and pray for you and with you. We at the Salt of the Earth point you to the Word of God, written scripture, the gospel, and the life of Jesus Christ. Our prayers and praying can go up, deep, and our prayer bullets are aimed, and they will hit their target. Amen. We never take anything for granted, so let's bow our heads for the opening, cleansing, and protection prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the God, you are the good shepherd, Let us rest in our provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. I receive the spirit of power, love, and sound mind. In Jesus' name, amen. No demon has the right or power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your position against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to turn it over to Sister Kendra with a poem inspired by the word. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Alexandra. First, I want to thank God for giving all my glory and love to my Father God and to his Son, Yahshua. Thank you. Today's poem is titled, Every Day is a Beautiful Day. When the rain's coming down and you feel you might drown, just remember you're only seeing what's on the ground. But if you look up, your eyes and look up to the sky and you look past the clouds, you just might be surprised. You'll find blue skies and sunshine, not a cloud in the sky, and you'll finally realize that that every day is a beautiful day despite what you see. Every day is a beautiful day made for you and me. Every day is a beautiful day if you let it be. Every day is a beautiful day if you just believe that every day is a beautiful day. Every day is a beautiful day. And when life got you down and no answers are found, just remember you're only seeing what lies around. But if you trust in the sun and to him you first run, he will help you to know that the battle's been won. You'll find it was for you that he died so that you would be blessed with eternal life. Where every day is a beautiful day, and that's all we'll see. Every day is a beautiful day made for you and me. Every day is a beautiful day. You just wait and see. Every day is a beautiful day because we believe in Jesus for a beautiful day, in Jesus for a beautiful day. We'll find blue skies and sunshine, complete peace when we look in his eyes. And every day is a beautiful day for eternity. Every day is a beautiful day for the world to see. Every day a beautiful day, and we'll be carefree. Every day is a beautiful day because we believe in Jesus for a beautiful day. In Jesus for a beautiful day, every day a beautiful day. Amen. Now turning back over to Sister Alexander.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Kendra, for that. That was a lovely poem. Okay, so today's topic is, what does God love look like? And it's going to spill over into God as our lover. Amen. So in the song, in the book of Song of Solomon, that's a love book, okay? It explains about the love that Solomon has, explaining his love for the love of God and what he sees and how he sees it. And it just talks about a love story. It's a love story between, you know, Solomon and his love for the Lord and how he looks at it. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and start by saying God is our lover. Love is the greatest gift God offers us, and yet is the one we have the most difficulty receiving. And why? First, sometimes we do not think we deserve his love, which is true. God demonstrates his own love towards us. The Apostle Paul writes, "In that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5:8. Can you find that, Kendra? Romans 5:8.
But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen. So second, we often do not understand God's unconditional love because its quality differs so much from our own. We somehow believe that he loves us the way we love others. Such a viewpoint, however, leaves us doubtful that he will always love us as the Bible promised he will. In Jeremiah 31:1. But love is a sacrificial commitment to the peace, security, joy, and development of another person. That's 1 Corinthians 13:4-8.
Charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envy not. Charity vanquit not itself. Is not puffed up, doth not have itself unseemly, seek not her own. Is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil.
God's love is not based on emotion, but flows out of his changeless character. The Bible tells us that God is love. 1 John 4:8.
He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
Since it is impossible for him to do anything contrary to his nature, his love will forever remain certain and dependable. In addition, he gives us his love as a gift. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Because God does not change, his love for us exists independently from our actions. We cannot earn it or give anything in return for it. God offers his love freely as a gift. The love of our Heavenly Father is perfect. It is wonderful, faultless, unfailing, forgiving, and unconditional. You cannot increase his love for you in any way, and you certainly cannot stop him from caring about you. Since his love for you is perfect, you can be sure that he is with you forever, leading you in the way that's best and providing everything you need. Forget any misconceptions you have about whether or not the Lord accepts you. Release all those feelings of unworthiness and fears of being forsaken. God has always loved you and always will. So accept him and rejoice that his banner over you is love. Amen. So we're going to go into a somewhat a life lesson example. So no Christian has ever been called to go it alone in his or her walk of faith to make both our marriages and our churches work as God wants them to. So we must get involved with trustworthy, mature believers who help us grow in our relationship with Christ and in our giftness. No one grows in perpetual solitude. Therefore, we must consistently devote time to developing our friendships with other godly believers. Human love grows best in a bright atmosphere of frequent and heartfelt praise. Lovers do not tire of hearing their loved ones exalt over them. And by the way, neither does God. He desires our love and never grows tired of hearing us say, "I love you, Lord." Men and women in love almost can't help but talk about their loved ones to others. This kind of expression endears the lovers to one another in a similar way. The best evangelism also flows naturally out of love for God. Marital love will not flourish without some alone time between the lovers. In a similar way, our relationship with God will not blossom without spending some private time with him. Not only do husbands and wives need to praise each other's good qualities, but in the best marriages, they also love to describe the wonderful way they make each other feel. While sex is not the all-important prize our culture claims, it is a delightful and important part of any growing marriage. So Paul instructs, do not deprive one another except with consent for a time. Can you find that, Kendra? 1 Corinthians 7 and 5. 1 Corinthians 7 and 5.
Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your inconsistency.
How many marriages fall apart because the spouses forget to nurture their friendship along with their romance? All important relationships are first good friendships, and that includes the ones that we have with God. James 2. James, second chapter, 23rd verse, Kendra. James, you got it? Second chapter, 23. Second chapter, Amen.
And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
Amen. Amen. So husband and wife do not own each other, but they do belong to each other in an exclusive way that no one else can share. They become one flesh. However, when we accept the Lord, we are completely his. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. You were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. True devotion begins in the heart and works its way out in loving expressions involving the rest of the body. So spouses want and need all of each other, and God wants the same thing from us. He wants our devotion and in return gives to us his heart, which is totally committed to us at every turn. So the notion of true love dominates much of popular culture. We purchase cards, shop for gifts, and plan romantic outings with our cherished ones in mind. But God himself places a high value on love. 1 Corinthians 13:13.
And now obeyeth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity.
And so we place a high value on love and delight in expressing his wonderful love to us. Much of the time, however, we don't feel love, do we? Sin has spoiled our capacity to understand God's love, to receive his love, and to love him in return. Thank God that our Savior, Jesus Christ, has remedied this problem by liberating us from the power of sin and providing us with a new nature. We can now understand, at least a little, our Heavenly Father's wonderful love for us. Divine love is unconditional. He showers us with it regardless of who we are, where we have been, or what mistakes we have made. What matters to the Lord is that we belong to him. His love for us is also absolute. It never wavers or varies and knows no limitation. It always seeks our best, helping us to grow into the likeness of Jesus. Even when God disciplines us, he does so as a loving father. Understanding how much we are loved and accepting God's love for us frees us to live and love God's way. By loving him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we find the wisdom and power to love our neighbors in return. What does loving God look like? Loving God means spending time, deepening our relationship with Jesus Christ. We love him. When we give ourselves wholeheartedly to knowing him and learning what pleases him, we express our love when we give ourselves to him and make a commitment to obey him. The word of God also tells us that when we love others, we are loving Jesus. Matthew 25:40.
And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
Okay, so loving others God's way means we will pursue God's best for them. We will ask God to show us what we can say and do on behalf of others. We will seek to answer the question, how can I build them up and help them grow into Christ's likeness? When we love people in obedience to God, we will find ourselves looking for ways to express God's love to them. Love demonstrates that we belong to Jesus. John 13:35.
By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another.
We are created to be lovers of God and others. Dear child of God, won't you receive God's outpouring of love today? Amen. So our expression, what does God's love look like? God's love looks like that we're obedient, we help each other, we pull each other up, we build each other up. Okay, because God loves us, and there's no other way to express it, but he loves us. So no matter what we do, even if we fall, even if we fail, God still loves us. And that's how God loves us. Because as long as we ask for forgiveness and repent, we are forgiven, and we can get up and brush ourselves off and continue in our walk with the Lord. He loves us. So he's not just going to throw us to the side because we messed up. So sometimes people have fear. A lot of people have fear of letting God love them. And why is that? They have fear of God loving them because they feel like the Lord may change them. And the Lord will change you because he's changing you from what you were in the world to taking you to life. He's taking you from death to life. So he will change you when he starts loving you and bring you into the fold to like the potter. He's going to redo you. So he's going to touch your heart. He's going to watch you. As long as you allow him to and accept him, he's going to change you. So why would you be afraid of the change? Sometimes fear itself, a lot of people, they come to church, and I do believe that they want to change, but they don't want to change because they still want to have one foot in the world, but they still want the Lord to save them. They want the Lord to save them, so they want to really be in and out somewhat. But they are scared to come totally all the way in because they might feel like now they're not in fashion with their friends anymore. They're not in style. The Lord has touched their heart. They're different. They're not smoking and drinking and hanging out. So that love of the Lord is going to transform you. That's what his love looks like. It's going to transform you, the individual. When a husband and wife is together as a family, the love that you see that the Lord has transformed into them is that they love each other. They uplift each other. The wife does not keep herself from her husband. Her husband does not keep himself from his wife. They pray together. They stay together. They be on one accord. They go to the Lord for anything that they need. They go before the Lord. They pray for any and everything that they need so that they can stay as one and not go in separate directions like people in the world when they're in relationships. Eventually, they might get together as one, but you will see them going in opposite directions. They start drifting apart from each other. But when you are blessed and both persons love the Lord and they're both covered in the blood and saved and been baptized, they are one, and they remain as one. They don't do like the people in the world, separate and go in different directions eventually. Like how they say over a period of time, they just go and separate. We just grew apart. You grow apart in the world. But when you are one with God and you're in love and you're in the family and you're in the covenant and both of you guys are together as one, bound by the word of God, then that is what God loves look like for a couple. So that's what I'm saying. Some people are fearful of the Lord changing them, but they have to go through this change because that's necessary in order to please God. He cannot allow you to come in there with the sins of the world and coming into the light. So you have to be cleaned up, whether you like it or not. So some people want to be, they want to come to church. They hear God calling them and tugging at their heart. But they also want to continue to do the things that they do in the world because they love it. They want to do it. And they don't want to have to be held accountable for what they do when they go into the world because they know if they came to church and the Lord touched their heart and talked to them, talked to their heart and their mind, when they go back out into the world and do something that they did before, they're going to feel a little guilty about what they've done and they just got through going right before the Lord and getting touched on their heart. So we have a lot of people in the world like that. They're fearful because they know the Lord is going to make them over.
So I don't understand that, but I mean, you know, I can understand it because it's like you want to serve two people and you can't. You have to make up your mind. But I know sometimes it takes baby steps. But you should want to leave from the world and come into the light. But that's what God does when you decide to come to the light. He will clean you up. He will touch your heart. So you should have no fear of going through receiving the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and getting yourself. He's going to change your life. It's going to be better than what it was. You may not see it like that, but once you come into the fold and you allow the Lord to come in your heart, you will see that your heart will change. Things that you thought were right, your thinking will change. Once you get into the word, a lot of things will change and you will start getting cleaned up. So the word of God is very powerful. And all you have to do is continue to stay in the word. And you will see that you'll be provided for. There's provision. You get baptized. You continue to grow in faith and in the word. So that's where we are today with people. They do want to come to the Lord, but they're not ready to give themselves fully to the Lord. Amen. They're not ready to give themselves fully to the Lord. So the fear of being in the world and coming to the Lord is a personal decision, but sooner or later you would make a decision because you do not want to leave this earth still in the world. You would want to be at one and peace with the Lord when you leave here. Amen, because you see how your life was before. So it's just like, you know, when people decide to try something, say you want to try a new restaurant or something, where I'm just saying, you want to try a new restaurant. Say you want to try something Greek, or maybe you want to try Indian food. So you know you've been eating regular, like, American food, apple pie, burgers, blah, 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 whatever. You might want to try some Moroccan food. You might want to try some Greek food. So that's the same way with your life. If you've been in the world and you see that you've been doing the same thing for 35 years or 40 years or however long it's been, wouldn't you also like to see what the Lord has to offer on the other side? Would you want to see what it's like just to go over there and just compare? Then you can compare. I was out here, and this is how I was living. This is what I was going through. Now I'm over here, and I'm getting a taste of what the Lord has to offer me and how I'm growing. And you can compare the two. And you can still make a choice. I mean, because the Lord gives us choices, right? So you can still make a choice whether you want to stay on the Lord's side or if you want to return back to the world. You have a choice. But at least give yourself that opportunity to at least see what the Lord is offering and what he has to say. I think each and every one of us should allow the Lord at least a chance before we leave this planet. We need to at least offer the Lord a chance to show us what he has to offer with his promise. Amen. So that's what Lord love looks like. It's beautiful. It's something that you want to experience. You want to experience both sides so you can make a good decision. And when you make your decision, then you'll be firm in it. Well, I was over here on the Lord's side, so I think I'd rather stay where I'm at. Or I like the Lord's side. Let me stay a little bit longer and just see what's going on. But that spirit of fear, no. The spirit of fear is what the Lord don't give us. He don't give us the spirit of fear. So I would encourage anyone that wants to know anything about the Lord to give him a try and just see if you like it. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to pray with you. And I would like for you to hear some of the prayer books against the spirit of fear, because the spirit of fear stopped us from having a lot of things. The spirit of fear could stop you from being blessed. The spirit of fear could stop you from getting blessings, getting promotions, moving up in life, getting offers, doors opening. We need breakthroughs. We need breakthroughs. And we also need to pray more so we can get that spirit of fear away from us. Right now, we have a lot of spirit of fear running rapid in the world right now. So it's running rapid, doing its own thing. And it's just, wow, it's really something. So anyway, we're going to go ahead to the prayer bullet. Amen. So I announce that greater is the one that is in me than any devil on the side of my enemies. It is written, the righteous is as bold as a lion. By my faith in Christ Jesus, I am righteous. I receive my divine boldness. The angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him. The angels of God are with me. I have no basis to fear any man, any evil spirit, because the Lord of hosts is with me. I put my confidence in him. It is written, if God be for me, who can be against me? God is with me. I have no reason to fear in the name of Jesus. It is written, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though a host of demons encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war rise up against me, even in this I shall be confident. The Lord is with me like a mighty, terrible one. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. I cannot be threatened. My persecutors shall stumble and fumble. Their everlasting confession and disgrace shall never be forgotten. God has commanded me to not fear. Of the 366 days in a year, no single day is allowed for me to fear. So I refuse to be afraid of anything. You fear, you are not in God's agenda for me. I dismiss you from my life now in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, even the very hairs of my head are not only counted but numbered. Not one single strand can be removed without God's knowledge and permission. Therefore, I put my confidence in the Lord, who takes so much care of me. The Bible says, whatsoever I desire when I pray, I shall believe and receive in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I pray now that in Jesus' name, I am set free from every captivity or attack of negative speech from my mouth or thoughts from my heart against myself. Let the word of God that is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword pierce through every negative thought or speech I have ever made and tear them down. God wishes me above all things that I prosper in Jesus' name. I receive prosperity in Jesus' name. God has not given me the spirit of bondage, again to fear. Therefore, every evil the spirit of fear has done to my life, I reject you. Be reversed and get out of my life. In Jesus' name, I have the mind of Christ. I reject, refuse, and bind negative thoughts and statements. Right now, I cast down every imagination and high thing exalting itself against the word of God in my life. My God is the Father of faith. I ask and receive the faith in God to increase in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body in the name of Jesus. I totally trust in the Lord, and I am not leaning on my own understanding. I fill my heart with the words of faith. I receive and speak the words of faith. The perfect will of God for my life shall come to pass. I abide in the secret place of the Most High God. He is my shelter and my refuge. Today I begin to be what God says I am and begin to walk in it. In the name of Jesus, I am a person of authority, power, dominion, grace, and favor. In Jesus' name, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. I can run through a troop. I can leap over a wall and power under my feet. I can pursue, overtake, and break the necks of my enemies. Henceforth, I refuse to live in fear. Rather, my fear and dread shall be upon all my enemies. As soon as they hear of me, they shall submit themselves unto me. My confession is from the word of God. Therefore, it standeth sure. Begin to bless the Lord who has comforted you on all sides and satisfy your mouth with good things. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to fear because God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I bind the spirit of fear in my life in the name of Jesus. Every power behind every activity of fear in my life receive the wrath of God and be consumed in it in the name of Jesus. Everything I have feared will not come upon me in Jesus' name. Everything I was afraid of will not come to me in Jesus' name. The local wickedness I have ever seen afraid of will not have a hold on me in the name of Jesus. The evil obtainable in my family background will not have hold on me in the name of Jesus. The evil everybody dreads in my family will not locate me in the name of Jesus. The failure and disappointment in marriage will not manifest in my marriage in the name of Jesus. The financial failure and embarrassment I have ever feared will not befall me in the name of Jesus. The fear of backsliding I have nursed or nurtured up in my life will not come upon me in the name of Jesus. The fear of not being spiritually fulfilled and not germinate in my life in the name of Jesus. Let the fear of being ministerially stunted get out of my vision in the name of Jesus. Let the fear of committing unpardonable sin be washed out of me by the blood of Jesus. Let the fear of not being able to overcome any weakness in me dry to the roots in the name of Jesus. Let the fear of missing the rapture go back to the bottom of the pit in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out every fear of losing my anointing and salvation in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out every fear of compromising my faith in the name of Jesus. I break every evil covenant that has brought fear into my life in the name of Jesus. I command every terror of the night that has brought fear into my life to stop and move from my environment in the name of Jesus. You spirit of fear, loose your hold upon my life and my family in the name of Jesus. I command all human agents using the spirit of fear to terrify me in the night to stumble and fall in the name of Jesus. The fear and terror of the unbelievers shall not be my lot in the name of Jesus. My tomorrow is blessed in Jesus Christ. Therefore, you spirit responsible for the fear of tomorrow in my life, I bind you in the name of Jesus. My destiny is attached to God. Therefore, I decree that I can never fail in the name of Jesus. Every bondage that I am seeing myself to by the spirit of fear, I break you in the name of Jesus. All negative doors that the spirit of fear have opened in the past, be closed now in the name of Jesus. Every disease, oppression, and depression that came into my life as a result of fear, disappear now in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be intimidated by any demonic nightmare in the name of Jesus. Every enchantment and invocation of fear being made against me, I neutralize you and I command you to fail in the name of Jesus. All arrangements of the devil concerning my home shall not stand, neither shall they come to pass in the name of Jesus. I destroy all efforts of the enemy to frustrate my work in the name of Jesus. I nullify every writing, agreement, or covenant against my work in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, increase my greatness and comfort me on every side in the name of Jesus. O Lord, as you delight in my prosperity, I pray that you bless me indeed in my work. Let no household enemy be able to control my well-being any longer in the name of Jesus. Let all those who are against me without a cause in my place of work turn back and be brought to confusion in the name of Jesus. I close every door through which the enemies have been working against my work in the name of Jesus. No weapon of Satan and his agents fashioned against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. My life is healed with Christ and God. Therefore, nobody can kill me or harm me in the name of Jesus. I open wide all doors leading to my blessings, victory, and breakthroughs, which the enemies have closed in Jesus' name. Let every territorial spirit working against us in our neighborhoods be frustrated, bound, and cast out in the name of Jesus. Let every power contrary to the power of God operating to suppress people in my area be neutralized in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit of frustration, defeat, delayed blessing, and fear in my environment in the name of Jesus. I banish every enemy of progress in my neighborhood in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of death, armed robbery and assassination in my neighborhood in the name of Jesus. I reject, renounce, and destroy every evil agreement or covenant in the environment in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I nullify the effects and operation of evil forces around my house in the name of Jesus. Lord, get all my stubborn pursuers occupied with unprofitable assignments in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, I fire back every arrow, spiritual bullet, and satanic missiles fired at me. Oh, Lord, reveal the secrets and expose all my enemies masquerading as my friends. Father, Lord, make it impossible to use my footmarks, urine, feces, hair, clothing, and shoes. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So I just got through with the prayer bullets. Amen, amen. To cover each and everything of fear in your neighborhood, around your neighborhood, your enemies, seen or unseen, those close to you that are plotting against you. Fear comes in all forms, shapes, and fashions. They come from everywhere. So you are not by yourself out here when it comes to fear. We have fear in the land today. We have fear around us. We have fear coming in from every direction. Amen. So I just want to thank everyone for coming online today. And I also want to go ahead right now, open up the floor for anyone who have any testimony at this time that they would like to bring to the floor, any testimonies of anything good happening or any testimonies that they would like to talk about of maybe fear that they need me to pray with them for. In Jesus' mighty name, we're just opening up the floor for anyone to voice anything that they would like to share with us online today. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for everyone that's online today. Right now, I'm going to say a prayer for the prayer line. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today for today's audience, everyone online. Father God, I thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your presence today. And for the word that you gave us, what does God love looks like? Amen. And I just want to say I thank you, Father God, for everything that you can to do for us. I ask that you continue to lead me in the way, in the will that you want me to be. And I just want to say thank you for everyone on the line. I ask that you bless each and everyone on the line. Continue to keep your hand on them. Continue to keep them covered from the things of fear that we hear and see on the television, and that we do not have that spirit of fear. We delete it immediately when we hear that, because that is not of us. We are God's children, and we do not have the spirit of fear, but we will delete it when it comes up against us. We just will think about it and we will just delete it. As soon as they say something that is fearful to us and we hear it and it puts any type of anything other than good in it from coming from it, we will delete it in Jesus' name. So just for example, you have a chip or something in front of you and it comes up and it's negative and it's making you have a certain feeling, delete. Just hit it like a delete button. Delete, like on your computer. Delete, because that is not your spirit. So don't take on that jacket in the name of Jesus. So don't let that get into your spirit realm. Amen. Because some things are not supposed to get into your spirit realm. So we want to make sure that you stay covered. Father God, we continue to ask you to cover everyone on the line, their minds, their hearts, the stronghold, the enemy that they're trying to use on the people in the world today. If they want to take the shot, that's their personal choice. If they don't want to take the shot, that too is their personal choice. So let them be led by the Spirit, which way they want to go with that shot, Lord. If they want to come to you and talk to you about it, so be it. But let that be their personal choice, not because of fear of what man is saying. I hope that each and every one of us will go to the Lord when it comes to that shot, so we will not have to worry about what they are continually flooding right now, the television and everything about this new virus coming out. Oh, I just want to, Lord, ask that you continue to watch over us, continue to protect your children, your people. We rely on you. We believe in you. We are here, and we are obeying you. This is your will, your way, so I know that you will continue to keep the blood over us and continue to watch over us. And any way the enemy comes in the form of fear or anything else that is not of God, I ask that you banish it immediately. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming today. If no one has any testimony or anything that they want to say, amen. So if no one has, does anyone have anything they would like to say today, or if they have any concerns about anything that they are hearing on the news? Because I know they have some new stuff out now, so I don't know. I'm sure everyone is up on what they're talking about on the news today. So if anyone would like to share anything, any concerns that they have, amen. Because I want
praise
to
the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, amen.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh, I can hear you. Go ahead, sister.
Okay, I just want to thank God for today, you know, this being alive, and I just thank God for that he did not give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So if we just continue to believe and trust in him, and then we won't have the fear of the virus. And like you were saying, it's your personal choice about getting the shot, you know, because I can't tell you not the shot, because you know, you might want the shot because you are fearful. I'm saying you was a believer, for example. No, fearful. So the shot will make you feel better, then take the shot. But we should just trust in God, because even with the shot, they're still giving, you're still getting the virus, even with the shot. So they're saying, or you won't be as quite as sick with the shot. But what's the point? This is me now. Are you taking the shot and you still can get the virus? I mean, we just have to believe and trust that God have a head protection around us, because I listened to, you know, to some of the doctors, they're saying that even the mask is not helping anything. So, you know, so always when you come down to the bottom line, you got to trust and believe in the word of God that he'll protect us from the virus, you know, from all, you know, pestilence and all this stuff. Because, you know, he had told us that, you know. So just believe that, because in the end, it's all about trusting in the Lord. And I just want to thank you today, you know, for your prayer bullets and stuff and all that. And I just want to just give God all the praise and all the glory. And I hope you continue, y'all, to have a blessed day. And as I said, you pray for me, and I pray for you, then everybody will get prayed for. So just
amen.
Continue my trust in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, Sister Paige. Thank you so much for that. And I just, like Sister Paige said, it is a personal choice. So we believe God. I believe God's word. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And he's given us promise. He's promising us. He provides for us. So I'm going to lean on his word, and I will give it back to him if need be, because he made me a promise that he would take care of me. So if I'm on my knees, if I'm on my knees to my God, then his word will not come back void. He made a promise, and I know he's going to stick to his promise, and I'm going to hold him to his promise because he promised that to me. Amen. So I'm going to take it to him, and I'm going to pray. If I have to pray standing on my knees, down on my knees, whichever way, I'm going to give it to him, because he is my protector as well as my provider. He promised me some things, Sister Paige, when I came into this covenant with him. Amen. Did he not?
Amen.
He promised us some things when he came into this covenant. So I'm going to hold him at his word, because he is my Lord and Savior. So I'm going to hold him to his word. So I know he's going to perform. So therefore, that's the reason why I talk about fear, because I have no fear, because his promises override everything that I hear in the world. Yes, amen. Amen.
Amen. So therefore, I'm going to stick to my guns. And I, like I said, if I need to bring it before him, then I will. But I will continue to pray and ask him to cover us, the ones that's on the prayer line. I'm going to keep continuing to pray for the people on the cover line, on the prayer line by the blood of Jesus. And I will continue to stay on my knees with the Lord, because I know they said some more stuff is coming, but I am not fearful. So they can say what they want to say on the news. That's, you know, that's their tactic. They're using fear, and a lot of people are falling to that fear. And they've even shown pictures now, this new virus that's coming out, and they're showing black stuff in people's mouths and on their nose. This is what the virus is going to do, some kind of black mask on your face, or, you know, they photos, photos, somebody opened up their mouth and you saw black stuff. It's the roof of their mouth.
It was called black fungus.
It's called, they calling it black fungus. And then they also said something new about some monkey virus again.
Monkey,
you know, they just being ridiculous, flooding this stuff out here to the people.
Mm-hmm.
They flooding this stuff to the people, and then they telling the people you might have to get another shot. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know that ain't nothing but the devil. All that confusion and nonsense, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take God at his word for it. I'm going to continue to use his word and his oil, and I'm going to keep walking in faith. And I know God has never let me down, and I always said that on this platform and to people that I know, God has never, ever let me down, and I know he's not going to let me down today because of no virus is coming. So he's going to take care of his people. I'm very confident of that. Very, very confident in that.
Because God is not the author of confusion. So you know it's
not
the devil.
And that's
it is putting fear in the people, you know. And I just don't get it, you know, all this stuff going around. And it is, like you said, monkey stuff and this and that. You know, they're just putting fear. And people to just bow down to what they want us to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what they're doing, they're trying to train us. A lot of people don't realize what they're doing. Right now, the world is doing a reset with the money and everything. But to keep us out of their business, like they said, a lot of people are waking up. To keep us out of their business of what they're doing, they're using this virus, you know what I'm saying, to break us down. They're using the virus to break us down so we can't see what the real agenda is. You know what I'm saying? So they're putting that virus out here. And you don't even hear about it in China no more, but some countries are still messing with that virus. And they tell us about bodies. We see 3,000 people. The body is spreading. I mean, the virus is spreading and so many bodies. And, you know, I hear it, but I don't see it. Not saying that I got to see it, but I hear it, but I don't really see it. You know what I'm saying? I have yet in my circle of friends to hear anybody about, you know, anything happening with that virus. Not saying it don't exist, but I haven't heard about it in my circle of friends. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I'm not saying it's not out there.
Another way they say it, but see, it exists, but another way they proclaim it, you know, like it's, you know, everybody who dying is not dying of it, but they say they are.
Yeah,
you know, right. I asked what happened to heart attacks and strokes and cancer? Ain't you still dying of those things? But you don't never hear of them. If they not, it's virus, 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 virus.
They done took a back seat, right? Cancer and all them, they've gone away now because this virus done made itself prevalent.
Yes, seem that way. Yes. Yes. Yeah, but... Yeah.
But that ain't nothing but the devil. And we got to be ready for him whichever way he comes. Because he's coming every, let me tell you, they orchestrating some stuff now. So we just have to be ready for him spiritually and mentally. So we have to make sure that we have on the armor of God, and we got to keep saying our word. But we got to be ready for these demons because they coming. They coming. But we ready for them. We ready for them. We should be ready for them. We're down on our knees, and I've been praying and praying. I just went to a spiritual spa retreat, and, you know, they analyzed each person there. You know, they talked to them, and they could feel your energy. And they told me you know, I'm just sharing with you guys. They told me that my energy was off the charts. They said that my energy was so strong. They say, we know that you are a warrior, because I was like sitting in a circle with a whole lot of people, but they pointed me out. And they said, your energy is so strong, it's kind of hard for us to even, like, you know, pray with you because your energy is so strong. And she said, and they said, the Holy Spirit said that you can ease up a little bit, you can rest, because your spirit is just so strong that we can't even, you know, your spirit is off the charts, but we know that you are a warrior. So I kind of knew that anyway, because the Lord was showing me that, you know.
Yeah.
But, yes, I am a warrior for the Lord. But she was like, wow, your energy is like off the charts out of everybody in here. And it's like a group of them, you know, they go and they pray for everybody, and all of them said that mine was more stronger than everybody's in the room. And there was a lot of people in the room. So when they pointed me out, I was like, wow. And this lady, she was Asian. So she wasn't out for me. Asian lady, like, you off the charts with your energy, so amen. So I'm just glad that, you know, the Lord giving me this spirit of, you know, whatever. But I'm going to continue to stay with him and walk my walk. But I'm just saying, you know, I'm here for, I want the Lord. Whatever the Lord wants, that's what I want. Whatever he loves, I love. Whatever he likes, I like. You know what I'm saying? So I'm all for the Lord. And I know he don't need me, but I want to see him be successful in getting as many people as possible.
He needs you to do what you're doing. He needs you to do what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, he needs all of us to do what he told, no gift he gave us. So he needs you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave us all gifts. So we need to use our gifts that he had given us. So
yeah.
He needs you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
And this is Sister Kendra. I just want to say that I'm thankful for everybody that's coming on the line. And I ask that the Lord keep covering his blood, everybody on the line, that they are blessed coming in, blessed coming out, and he keep a head of protection around them as they go to and from throughout their days. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. So does anyone else have a prayer request or anything? Because at this time, we open up the floor for the last final time. Do you have anything you would like to share or say? Amen. Okay. So thank you guys for all attending today. We want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence. And we send love and
blessings with you and the love of Christ.
With the hedge of protection, till we meet next prayer line, same prayer time again. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and prayer, both now and ever. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming, and I can't wait to see you guys next Friday. We'll have some more good fellowship again, and I'm going to see if I can come up with some more stuff to share with you guys, because I always want to keep, you know, us knowledgeable of what's going on, because something could be going on where I'm at, which I'm in California. You guys are in Texas, Vegas, so, you know, different things are happening different places. Amen. So we just want to stay in touch and share what we know with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
We want to keep ourselves in the loop as well. You know what I'm saying? So much is going on, but we want to keep ourselves in the loop as well, so we can all be knowledgeable and share information. That's what we're supposed to do.
And like I said, keep the Bible in one hand and current events in the other.
Amen.
So everybody have a beautiful weekend, and you guys take care.
Yes. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll see you guys next Friday. God bless.
Amen.
And keep the hedge of protection around you, and know that I am praying for each and every one on here. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 All right.
Amen. Take care.
Okay. Take care. See you guys next week. Have a beautiful weekend. And be safe.
Too. Amen. You too.
Amen.
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 Change me, oh. God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Black Prince of Preacher.
That's who it is.
In the building.
Already.
Y'all ready for this one?
They ain't ready.
We finna do it.
The whole church finna be quiet.
You know, lately, every time people see me, they be like,
there he go.
Got the whole church crunk, it's a Holy Ghost party.
There he go.
You know how we do, we bout to get the party started.
There he go.
You know how we do, if the spirit takes you move, you better move.
There he go.
Uh-huh.
But don't be hating what I'm doing.
I hate to be blunt, but I'm so lit. Mayweather on the flow, look a drop hit. Big time my lifestyle, see I'm hood rich. Hammer time on the track, yeah, I'm too legit.
Yeah.
Hold up, bring it back, can't touch this. Pay the cost to be the boss and I ain't leave no tip. I preach, you preach, but we ain't the same. I'm different, plus I wear two chains. Church so fucking need a dance floor. DJ in the choir, I just wanna see you praise low. Spirit moving like, whoa, what you hating for? If you doubting what we doing, you can hit the dope for show. We don't need you,
nope, we don't need you.
Just accept the fact you was here for a season. I'm so past it, you can't see me. If you really miss me, turn on your TV. There you go. Got the whole church crunk, it's a Holy Ghost party. Got the whole church crunk, you know they about to get it started.
There you go.
And you know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move.
There you go.
Uh-huh. But don't be hating what I'm doing.
God being so good, I had to turn up.
Got your rockin' side to side with your hands up.
That's
two steps.
Uh-huh.
Rock with it.
Go ahead.
If you really love them, then
slide with it. Yeah.
To the left, hold it to the right. Don't dip, not drop it. Keep it tight. I'm on a natural high. Just that top flight. It's a Holy Ghost party tonight. And if you're hating on us, you need to stop it. Knowing me and views as soon as we drop it.
Uh-huh.
How we at the top, but still climbing. Beat the game down to dust, but still grinding. Switch the flow, what the still shining. New whip was coming. It's a matter of timing. Number one on the charts and ain't declining. My little light shining so bright that it's blinding.
There he go.
Got the whole church crunk, it's a Holy Ghost party.
There he go.
Got the hands in the air so you know we about to get it started.
There he go.
You know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move.
There he go.
Uh-huh.
But don't be hating what I'm doing.
Show you what my God about.
Yeah.
If you an atheist, it might get turned out. Once you feel the spirit, then you start to shout. You won't understand the words coming out your mouth. Yeah, it's crazy, I know it sound crazy. I was on the road to hell and he saved me. Gracie mercy is what he gave me. Now I try to pay him back with my praises. Dancing in the streets like I'm David. I'm so lost in the spirit, I'm faded.
Uh-huh.
But I don't praise Jesus cause I rock,
and why you pray?
I praise him cause my name in the book of life.
Okay, here he go.
Got the whole church marked, it's a Holy Ghost party.
There he go.
Got the hands in the air, so you know we about to get it started.
There he go.
You know how we do with the spirit team, well, you better move.
There he go.
Uh-huh.
Tell you what,
but don't be hating what I'm doing.
What is this?
Got the church crunk.
I see your old lady
church
with your
crunk.
Walking cane. Go ahead,
I'm gonna
do it. You better pick that walking cane back up. You know you only just doing it.
Yeah.
And we
got the church crunk.
You are the last party in the conference.